Talking a little Penguins, Columbus Blue Jackets. That series, of course, gets going in about an hour's time. We are joined by Mike Culligan, Penguins beat reporter. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, yeah. An interesting series here. You know, I think when the NHL went through the divisional realignment, one of the big moves was getting Columbus over to the Eastern Conference. And I think if they could have handpicked a matchup for the Blue Jackets, at least from a business perspective, the Pittsburgh Penguins are it. So I think this is probably a rivalry that's going to just kick off tonight. And I think it's going to be one that builds over the next few years here.
Well, it'll help if Columbus actually wins a playoff game. They still don't have one. They made their first playoff series a few years ago, but never actually won a game. Pittsburgh swept them in the regular season, and I know that those stats don't mean anything come playoff time, Mike, but give me your reasons why you think Columbus can at least make this a competitive series.
Yeah, I think that regular season stat is pretty deceiving in this case, where if you watched Columbus, I think especially the last month of hockey, I thought they were playing some really, really great hockey, and a relentless team, very feisty. They finish every single check. They've got four lines of physical players and some defensemen that can move the puck. And then we're not even talking about Sergei Bobrovsky yet and the way that he's capable of not only stealing a game but stealing a series. This Pittsburgh Penguins team ran into a very hot goaltender in Yaroslav Halak in 2010. It knocked off them and the high-flying Washington Capitals. So we know what can happen when a goalie can get hot at the right time. I think Bobrovsky's certainly capable of that.
Mike, the other thing that I look at when you get into a series, the dynamic that changes is it's not just one and done. You know, the Penguins are a more talented team. They're a better team. And you see Columbus, you play them, you win, you move on to the next one, you see them a couple of weeks later, whatever. That's one thing. But to get these guys X number of times, up to seven times in a compressed time frame, finishing the checks you mentioned, the physicality, just the ability of some of the Columbus players to get under your skin, that does change things, doesn't it?
I think that's a great point. And even from a coaching perspective, you know, you'd think that these two teams are very different, being that Columbus is just coming over to the Eastern Conference. But head coach Todd Richards there in Columbus was actually a best friend and protege of Dan Bylsma in Pittsburgh. He was involved in the Wilkes-Barre minor league system. Mm-hmm. The two share notes all the time. The Penguins' current breakout system is something that Todd Richards came up with when he was with the Penguins. And so I think we're going to see carbon copy teams for some perspectives here. But when you see what evolves over the next few games, I think that's the unpredictable element. And that's where maybe Dan Bylsma struggled a little bit for this Penguins squad and just making those coaching adjustments, making the appropriate chess moves from night to night, because it is a seven-game series, not necessarily a one-game matchup, or maybe the better team on paper is Pittsburgh Penguins. But this is a seven-game series that certainly could evolve as we go along and as these Columbus Blue Jackets maybe gain a little bit of confidence from a win or two on home ice.
Mike Culligan joins us, beat reporter for the Penguins. Mike, the big questions surrounding Pittsburgh are in goaltending Marc-Andre Fleury. His last few regular season numbers, good. Playoff numbers since the Stanley Cup final that they won, pathetic. I know that Fleury used a sports psychologist this year and he's made some changes. Is that the obvious storyline from a Pittsburgh standpoint? And is there anything that makes you believe Fleury can take his regular season play into the postseason this time?
That really is one of the biggest questions. And I think from a regular season perspective, this has been Fleury's best performance. Not only did he see the sports psychologist, but he really made a lot of changes to his game. Last year, I think, was the beginning of it, becoming more efficient and quiet in the crease. He used to be a guy that would really get aggressive and slide side to side. He still utilizes that acrobatic ability when he gets into trouble. I think he's right there at the top of the league from that perspective. But he's become more quiet and efficient with his movements, not going and chasing the puck, waiting for it to come to him. And I think that's where it tends to unravel, though, from a mental perspective. When he lets in a bad goal or two in the playoffs like we've seen in recent years, he kind of goes back to that aggressive, out-of-control style of hockey. And so that'll be the biggest question, is when he does face that adversity, because we know that's coming. The playoffs are never a smooth road, no matter who you are and what team you're on. How will he handle mentally? Because I think from a skill set perspective, he's really evolved his game. He's gotten much better at following long shots from the point. The Penguins are collapsing in front of him a little bit more this season than they have in past years, so that provides him some additional insulation from that perspective, but it's going to be a mental game. We won't know what happens until he hits that first rough patch. Don't think it'll happen in this series, but you just never know from night to night.
Mike, when you look at the series and break it down and do the analysis that we all do, where's the key matchup for you? Whether it you see it as a big advantage, you know, from one club to another, or just a make or break pivot point in the series. Is there one for you?
I could give you two and one for each team. I think from a Columbus perspective, Ryan Johansson is a guy that if you haven't watched Columbus much as a hockey fan, he's a guy that's really coming into his own. And whether he breaks out this series or maybe it's next year, he's a guy that just reminds you of Ryan Getzlaf at age 21 there and just a powerful center. I don't know the Penguins have an answer for him down the middle. That'll be a challenge. Do they put Sidney Crosby on him? And by doing that, take away some of Crosby's offensive opportunities and stretching the ice like he often does. That'll be tough for the Penguins' perspective. And I think if Pittsburgh's going to have an advantage this series, it's going to be on the power play. They've been a top unit the entire year. And for the physical game that Columbus plays, and you combine that with the inexperience of never having been in this playoff situation, you just wonder if a team like that comes out and tries to do a little bit too much, tries to hit a little bit too hard and finds themselves early in the penalty box, and that's where the Penguins can really capitalize, clicking at about a 30% rate on the power play this season. They could make it a quick series if that's how this really unfolds.
Any injuries of note from a Penguins perspective?
Game time decision for most of the roster. Evgeny Malkin, a question mark, but I'd be very surprised if he's not in the lineup recovering from just, I think, a small crack in his foot. Joe Vitale, a fourth liner with a lot of speed, I think will be into the lineup. He hasn't played the last few weeks as well. So I think from an amazing perspective, with the Penguins losing over 500 man games this season, which was by far the most in the league, this is a roster that's actually pretty healthy. Chris Letang has recovered from that stroke. He's back in the lineup and playing, I think, the best hockey he's played in a couple years. Paul Martin had a broken wrist in the Olympics. He's back and healthy. So cross your fingers if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, but this lineup is healthy and we'll finally really see what they're capable of in their current form.
What's your call on the series? Put you on the spot.
You know, I think it could be a very quick series if Pittsburgh jumps on them early tonight and Game 2 on Saturday. However, the Pittsburgh Penguins were in a series against Tampa Bay a couple years ago where Tampa was in the same situation, hadn't been in the playoffs before, had talent with a guy like Steven Stamkos and Martin St. Louis. And that series dragged on just enough so that Tampa could get the confidence. They got a couple big wins in the middle of the series, and all of a sudden it switched, and Tampa won that series in six games, and Pittsburgh didn't know what hit them. I wouldn't be surprised if that goes more than a four or five games. I would give the advantage to Columbus just as a young team with a lot of talent that can certainly play Pittsburgh-style hockey, and all they're really missing is that experience and confidence at this point.
It's interesting. Columbus has never won a playoff series. Pittsburgh, all the pressure's more on Fleury than there seems to be on Crosby, Mike. And I don't know if that ever happens in Pittsburgh when you got the best player in the game. And usually people look to the best player to lead their team. But it seems right now from everybody outside of Pittsburgh and even in, they look at Fleury to see can he play well enough for them to win.
And I think from top to bottom, you know, even beyond the players, you're talking about a coaching staff and head by Dan Bylsma that really under a lot of heat. There's a lot of talk about, you know, he came in 2009 at midseason, kind of went on that Cinderella run to win the Stanley Cup. But since then, no Stanley Cup final experiences, a couple of very disappointing early round playoff losses. And there's been a lot of questions, at least in Pittsburgh, that with all that talent and all the money that they spend on this team, is one Stanley Cup in 5 or 6 years enough? And so I think from top to bottom, players, coaching staff, even management, there's a lot of pressure on this team to at least to make it further in the playoffs than they have in some of the recent years. And Columbus will certainly be that first test.
Well, Mike, enjoy it. Starts in about 55 minutes. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the hockey.